This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Text line, the head basketball coach of the Lady Tigers, Kim Mulkey. Coach Mulkey, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I know you got a lot of things to do, but we really appreciate you spending some time here with us.
Well, you're welcome. We had a morning practice at 6:30 this morning, so I had some time this afternoon to visit.
Well, we really appreciate it. Coach, we've had it a couple of times. People have texted about the health of your team. You had a couple of standouts that were dealing with leg injuries, and even though you've addressed it, then I'll give you another chance to talk about the health of your team as you enter the NCAA tournament this coming Saturday.
Yeah, we're healthy. Everybody's back. I set Flaje Johnson the last three or four games of the season, and it cost us a couple of wins, but we weren't going to change our standings in conference had we won the game. So I decided, you know, she's got these shin issues going on. I don't want it to turn into, like, stress reactions or stress fractures, and she's not playing good because of it, and she's trying to hide it. So let's just shut her down, and let's rehab her and get her ready. And then in the Texas game in the SEC tournament, Anissa Morrow went down. They stepped on her foot again. She had injured it early, sprained it, and it just re-aggravated it. But they're both back and ready to go.
Coach, we've talked so much about it in football, about the parity in the Southeast Conference. We certainly see it in baseball. I think of the top 25, 12 teams from the SEC. But you could also say that about women's basketball in the SEC. Just how big this sport has grown throughout the years in almost a short blink of the time frame. And we all kind of remember, you know, with Pat Summitt and that run at Tennessee and now what's happened at South Carolina, you coming in here and win a national championship. But the growth of the league women's-wise in basketball is just amazing.
I think the SEC just – across the board in just about every sport is just, think about it, it's nuts. The SEC men are as good as they've ever been, in my opinion. And I came from the Big 12, which had Kansas and all those guys who dominated for years. And to watch the SEC men's basketball do what it's doing, we already know what football does. And I tell people all the time, I said, think winning the SEC conference title is going to give you such an advantage to win the national championship, but it doesn't work like that. You're fighting, you know, in the SEC to win a conference championship, but then we go and win a national championship, and we didn't win the SEC that year. And when that happens, that sends a message loud and clear how tough our league is.
Coach Mulkey, we had on Coach Scott Spinelli yesterday, and I was asking him the keys. He'd been coaching over 25 years in college basketball, and the keys to when you get into the tournament. And he was like, okay, Mike, I'm just giving you my opinion. One, I love a team with experience because you never know how even how 17 to 22-year-olds handle the pressures, and sometimes they feel it and it's not really there, and sometimes they have all kind of things happening in the background, and they play as loose as could be. So he said, I love experienced teams. And he says, you know the other thing? And he said, I know you talk about it all the time for football, but defense travels. And the inability to give a team second chance points. One shot. If you don't make it, that's all you're going to get. And he felt that those two elements were the two big elements. Now, like he said, listen, talent does win. But he said, you got to have those other two parts to it to advance or win a national title. Your thoughts on what Coach Spinelli was talking about?
I agree, and I'm going to add to it. Excuse me. I think that experience does matter. The inexperienced teams play kind of kamikaze. We have nothing to lose, but usually those teams don't win championships. The experienced teams handle the ups and downs throughout a game, and because they've been in that situation before, they don't get rattled. Now, to win a championship, certainly you're going to have to play defense, but you're going to have to all be on the same page at the right time, playing your best basketball. You got to make sure that you get one lucky play. If it's a missed free throw, if it's a made three, something in the course along the way in these six games to a national championship, one play, you go, how did that happen? And then lastly, you got to stay away from injuries. Injuries can derail anything you try to do when you have somebody go down that's in your rotation.
So a lot of times, you know, and I say this because I got coaches in my family, they'll say, well, next person up, if it's next man up or next woman up. But, you know, it's not necessarily the case because that next person isn't as good as the one you lose. And so the health part, I agree with you 1,000% on that. We had a texter ask me to ask you this and about Anissa Morrow and her growth as a player. And I think, you know, you look back at it, her as a freshman and her growth period in the college ranks at LSU, as a coach, to see her really develop into such a really talented college basketball player, that's got to make you feel good. And the fact that you got three AP All-Americans on your team. Okay, that is about talent, but you've put them in the right position to make plays and to fully utilize their skills out on the court.
I wish I had Nisa all 4 years in college. You know, she started her career at DePaul. She's from Chicago. Her role at DePaul was much different than it has been at LSU. She shot a lot of threes. They call it DePaul ball. The more threes, the better. That is not what we're going to do at LSU. Now, we'll shoot the three. I just believe that you got to have some post game. You got to rebound the ball. And I just learned early with her in practice, this kid has a knack about being around the ball when shots are taken. She can leap out of the gym. Even though she's an undersized post player, she figures out ways to get fouled or get her shot off. At the next level, she knows that she's going to have to do more on the perimeter. But for us, it's whatever we need, Coach, and she's just embraced her role here, and I'm just so happy for her. Yes, we do have three elite players, but let me tell you, position matters. Quarterback on a football team, if they're not elite, they're never going to get that ball to those elite receivers. So what I've had to do somewhat is take one of those elite wing players and play them at the point a lot in the course of a game, which is not ideal, but that's the kind of team that I have this year. And then an elite post, an elite center, a 6'5", we don't have that. We had that with Angel Reese. We had that elite point guard with Alexis Morrow. But this is who we have, and we gotta adjust and adapt through the course of the game, and we will do that. And we've had a great year. I just don't like a two quarterback system, and I've been having to do that all year with our point guard play.
For people who haven't watched San Diego State play, kind of give us a scouting breakdown on them.
Well, they came in fourth in their league. They won their conference tournament. Only one from their league got in the tournament. in the NCAA tournament. They're going to spread you out all over the floor. They average about 8 made threes a game, which, you know, they're not what you would just say just a flat-out three-point shooting team. They just take you off the bounce. They play it hard. They're undersized. We're going to be, you know, much bigger than they are. And they're excited. And when you're excited to be in the tournament, you usually play your best basketball. Their coach was at LSU and was an assistant at LSU for 2 years under Nikki Fargus. So she's very familiar with the PMAC and the crowd. And she'll have her team ready to play.
Coach, behind the scenes, and, you know, coaching still matters. You got to have talent, but coaching matters. But you got a great staff. And I think that's a hallmark to you, that you can translate what you really believe basketball-wise, and then your assistant coaches have to be an extension of you. You got an unbelievable staff here, some young and one gentleman that's got a little bit of age on him, but, hey, he knows the game at a level very few people know.
Bob Starkey took LSU to Final Four as an interim coach back in the day. He's the only associate head coach in the country that's ever done that. And he needs to be in the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame. He's coached under Sue Gunter. He coached under Dale Brown. He's been at Auburn. He's been here. He's been at Texas A&M. And he loves the role he plays. He doesn't want to be a head coach. And Bob Starkey is responsible for our first win in the SEC tournament this year. I was out dealing with a family funeral and death, and he got that our team ready to play. And when you look at the young ones I have, they bring a lot of energy. This new generation, you got to stay abreast of what motivates them and their recruiters. And so it's a great staff, and I'm blessed to have them, because as we age, I can't do things on that floor that I used to could do. I wish I could. My mind says I can. My body says I can't. So I make sure that I surround myself with people that are loyal, people that understand what I'm trying to do, and yet they also can relate to young people.
Coach, I didn't know if I was going to ask you this, but a gentleman asked me this twice to ask you. He says, you know, Kim Mulkey has seen a lot of basketball in her time frame. Ask her what she thinks of Zion Williamson, because he's like, when he is healthy, he is one of one. And so I'm going to ask you about it. I debated if I was going to ask you about it, but I thought it was a good question for you.
Well, I don't watch, and it's terrible to say, but I don't watch a lot of NBA until it's playoff time. I have gone to a Pelican game since I've been here, but I am so involved in my own team that I just don't watch it much. But when it's playoffs, I just feel like they take it up a whole level. I think the intensity is, you know, just so much higher. And those guys play so many games a year that I understand. I wish I could tell you I've evaluated him and I could tell you things just off the top of my head. I remember him at Duke, and I just thought, that guy could play football. That is one big dude, but he leaps out of the gym. He's like a springboard. He's just, you wouldn't think that he could do what he does with that body. And I read a lot about his weight. I think, you know, people, you know, talk about it a lot. At the end of the day, I've never been a coach that gave players a weight to play at. I always believe that you're going to get hurt if you're not in playing shape. And number two, you know better than anybody what your best weight is to play at. And so I kind of stay away from all those people who criticize that, because it's just, I don't know, it's just not for me. I'm not into nutrition. I leave that up to people who are more qualified than I am.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We wish you the best of luck. And I know, you know, WWL being the flagship station of LSU, it means so much. And it was to see when you won the national championship, how many people responded. I couldn't have dreamed that there were that many women's basketball fans out there, but I saw it maybe in the months leading to it. Bobby J and I are doing a show at one of the casinos, And one of the guys comes up and says, could you put that TV on such and such channel?
I said, well, yeah.
I can't, but I said, I can get somebody to do it. I said, what you want to watch? He said, LSU's women's basketball team. I was like, okay, I've been doing this a long time. That's the first time somebody brought that up to me. And it does go to show what winning and having that type team does to a community. And you got to see it. You've seen it numerous times at other places. But to see what it did to South Louisiana and to Baton Rouge and to LSU, it really, you know, kind of stoked your heart a little bit that they were that involved in women's basketball.
When I took the job, I said at my press conference, I came home to win a national championship. And little did I know we would do it as quickly as we have. We're relevant now. Whether we ever win another one or not, I came home to do what I wanted everybody in this state to experience. I was blessed to have experienced that at Louisiana Tech three times, two as a player and one as an assistant coach. And I realized that LSU had never done that. And I thought, my gosh, they've had some of the best teams in the country and how hard it is. And coaches coach a lifetime and never win it. And for us to do it, my heart is filled. I will continue to play hard and try to put a product on the floor that the whole state is proud of, and not just LSU alums and donors. We're getting, you know, responses from people that watched me play at Louisiana Tech and people in the surrounding areas. That's what you want to build, so people will start talking about you.
Coach Mulkey, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. I really appreciate it. And again, we wish you and the Lady Tigers best of luck come tournament time.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. The head basketball coach of the women's team at LSU, Kim Mulkey, and